Time now to take five for your community, and this morning I am very happy to be joined by a rare guest on a Saturday, Ray McCormick with Wabash Valley Progressive joining me this morning, and we're talking about the second annual Festival Latino, which is set for a week from today. It'll be on the Vincennes Riverwalk. Ray, good morning to you, first of all, sir.
Oh, good morning. It's great to be here again.
Well, I appreciate you coming in this morning. We'll talk about the festival in a second, but let's remind folks who the Wabash Valley Progressives are and, you know, why they were formed.
Well, we started out about a year and a half ago, and it was just some young people that got together, and they decided they wanted to do things to improve our communities and to help with social justice and other causes. We have a long list of environmental and health care and education, so we just wanted to know what we could do in our community to make it a better place to live, where people wanted to move here, our stay here. And so we've now included, you know, Lawrence County, Crawford County, Knox County. We have people coming from different areas, and we have a big following on Facebook. So we have a lot of support in the community. We've had great success. We've had a half dozen events. It started about a year and a half ago with the March for Science, and then we had our Festival Latino. So we've had our second March for Science. We're going into our second Festival Latino. So, you know, really, really proud of what we've done, and we have a lot of support in the community because we have fun, we do fun things, and people generally say this is a great thing to be having in our community. So
well, you just said it, you've had a lot of success, so you are all pretty happy with the way things have progressed in the year and a half you've been together so far.
I think it's been surprising just how well it's been and how much fun it's been, and really working in your local community is extremely rewarding. You get to see the direct benefits of what you do, and that's extremely satisfying and rewarding. So We're having a good time, and it's working out well.
Very good. Like you said, a lot of people come together out of the goodness of their hearts to do things like this.
That's a great thing about living here, is it's great people, and it's easy to move together in a common cause when you're trying to do right things and help people and help young people and help with the causes that mean a lot in our community. And that's what we focus on, trying to find those things, in our community that can uplift it, and that's what we're doing.
Well, one of those events, and it's coming up a week from today, it's the second annual Festival Latino. Of course, you mentioned last year you did the first one, and I would certainly typify as a success.
Oh, yeah. We had great fun, great music, a big crowd. I mean, people were coming in and go, wow, you've got a big crowd here. Well, I've been at other Festival Latinos. They're quite popular. It's a cultural event to take in the Latino culture, and the music was really good. And so this year we're having like two bands, a mariachi band and then a salsa band. So it's going to be a full evening of food and fun and children's activities. There'll be dancing. It's just something to do. People say, what can we do in our community? What is there to do? This is a fun thing to do in a great location, right along the Wabash River, overlooking the Memorial Bridge. So it's going to be fun. People need to get out next Saturday night and come enjoy it.
And it's a celebration of other cultures. You know, that's always interesting and fun.
We're really working for two things, is to make awareness of the Latino culture. I mean, a lot of us go to Mexican restaurants and so forth, but we don't interact with the Latino community and understand just what great people are and what they mean to our community and how. But also it's a celebration of the workers that we have. On the way here, 7 o'clock in the morning, there's seven busloads of workers out picking watermelons at daylight, you know, and that's having a tremendous economic benefit to us. So we want to show those workers, we want them to come and enjoy, of course, the music and the food and so forth, but we want to show what great appreciation we have for them to come here. A lot of them are H-2A workers, which are coming here on a work visa,
right?
So they come here just specifically to work, and at the end of August they'll be going back to Mexico. So we want to show just how appreciative we are to have them here. We can't grow all this sweet corn I saw on the way here, the watermelons, the cantaloupes, all this great produce that we're growing. It's very high value, great economic impact in our community. None of it's possible without our little Latino brothers and sisters coming to help harvest this.
Oh, yeah. We don't take that into consideration nearly enough, I don't think, but very well put. So let's remind folks, what time will the festival be next Saturday?
All right, so it's going to start at 4. The mariachi band will be at 5. There'll be booths set up. So don't eat supper before you come. It's going to be great food. They make special meals and dishes, and we'll have special desserts and bakery products and so forth like that. So don't eat it all that day. Save yourself back
there you go.
And come at 4 o'clock. The first music will stop at 4. Start at 5. We're going to have some breaks with dancers to be there, you know, and we're going to have the mayor there welcoming everyone. So it's a full schedule of events, and it's going to go all the way to midnight. So rest up, don't eat, be ready, put on your dancing shoes, and come on down this coming Saturday at the Riverwalk right at the Memorial Bridge along the Wabash.
Okay, and that's 4 and 5 Eastern, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, and you mentioned dancing shoes. Now, and that's for folks who have never done salsa dance or anything like that, right? I mean, you can actually learn.
That's right.
Kind of dancing, right?
Yeah, that's right. You know, I was surprised by how many people got involved and got up there and took the lessons, and we have dancers there that are showing how to do it. And we had the whole crowd out there dancing to it and everything. It was, a lot of people said, this is the coolest thing I've ever done in Vincennes. But this is not about Vincennes. This is about the whole Wabash Valley coming down and celebrating with us at our Festival Latino.
Going to be a fun evening, no doubt about it. That's the second annual Festival Latino that's coming up next Saturday. Again, starts at 4 Eastern time, and that'll be on the Vincennes Riverwalk. Again, he is Ray McCormick. He is with the Wabash Valley Progressive. Ray, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, it's been great, and we're so appreciative. Thank you.